What are your values? Where do your values come from? Are your values based upon... That's just me.
What are your values?
Where do your values come from? Are your values based upon what other people think of you? If anyone disrespects your values, do you in turn disrespect them? Why do we have values? What is the purpose of values in our life? Why would anyone feel very honored to know people who have values? Why do you want your children to associate with people who have values? Why do you choose to associate with people who have values? If you don't have values, what value is there to life? Good carrots. They have fundamental value. I bought a bag of peanuts. And the bag of peanuts are salted in the shell. And they are so good. Everyone eats them with great gusto. But as we look at these peanuts, we see some are broken. See that? Mm-hmm. You see that?
I do.
We see that some are cracked open and missing. We see that some are split just a teensy-weensy little bit, and others are split a lot. And which ones taste the best? Well, they all taste good, because they were the best peanuts chosen from the pile of peanuts to be salt-roasted and prepared and put in a bag and sold by a major department store or a major food store. And what was the name of the food store?
Costco.
Was that so hard to say? Costco. Yes. Now, I went back for the bag of peanuts. And Ellen turned to me as I did this. She said, "Oh, don't buy that. Don't buy that. Why are you buying that? Why are you buying this? Why are you buying that?" And I thought to myself, this is very interesting. Very interesting, you know. Inspirationally, I just felt to grab a big bag, and then I bought the wrong ones. I bought them unsalted, and so I put them back because they don't get eaten.
But that's what I thought you had
grabbed. Unsalted?
Yes.
I did. I had the unsalted ones first, and I put them back because I noticed the salted ones, and so I put them back, and I grabbed the salted ones, and I took them off. And Ellen says, "What are you doing with these? Well, why do you want these, you know?"
Because I thought you had the wrong ones.
This is not the time to say why you had thought that I had the wrong ones. But are my values always intact? Do I ever lose my values? Do I ever talk improperly to my values? It might sound that way. I might say to someone, "Stop!" And they don't hear me. "Stop!" And I shouted at them, "Stop, stop, stop." And then they stop. I say, "What do you want?" I said, "Stop. Just stop." And so they stop. "But who the heck do you think you are telling me to stop?" And I say, "Look behind you. Just look behind you." Meanwhile, I'm coming up. You didn't untie your little dog from the back seat of your bicycle, and you're dragging the dog along on its neck with the leash around it, and you're killing the dog. "Oh, oh, 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 why didn't you tell me? I did. I said, stop. If I said to you, stop, you're dragging your dog on your leash and you're killing him, what would you have heard? You would have just heard a lot of mumbling. But you weren't tuned in to listen to stop, because your values were not, I don't listen to anything anybody else says. Nobody can tell me to stop or go. I know what I'm doing. I have my own values, you know. Have you ever met people like that? Yeah, including ourselves, you know. We do it our way. And then we argue and argue and argue, even after we find out why we shouldn't be arguing. I said, you're dragging the dog along. He can't run that fast, you know. And so he gets down and he picks up his dog and says, oh, I'm so sorry. So I said, you're not sorry. I said, you're a pig-headed rascal, you know. You didn't even listen to me saying, stop, stop. But would you shut up? See, now he's very unhappy that he didn't listen, that he hurt his dog. Now, have you ever done anything like that? Most people have. And most people have also been very defensive about it after they did it. After they did it, they're very defensive about it. They want to protect their hind end, you know. They want to protect themselves from being pushed around by anybody else. And, hey, what a terrible... If you have values, and you live by your values, no matter what other people tell you to do, no matter what other people think about you, you're still living by your values. And that's all that matters to you. We spoke this morning, and we speak and will speak many, many more times, about that crazy mixed-up kid, Jesus. Yeah? 33 years old, going around telling women they should go and sin no more. You know? And he'd had no experience, from what we understand, you know? How should he know what this woman is doing? How should he know what people are thinking? How should he know anything? Well, he didn't tell the woman to stop doing what she was doing. He just said, if you want to live a happy life, go and sin no more. Go and don't make the same mistake again. Sin is to make the mistake, you know. And so Jesus didn't tell her, do or don't. He just said, whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's okay. And it is okay. Jesus never judged. And so it is when you have values, you never judge yourself or anybody else. All you do is you live the principles that you believe are your principles. And these are going to make excellent topics for the seminar. So that we put them on tape here, we'll call it the thought for today, or instant illumination, whatever you want. I don't think it makes a lot of difference. The titles that I see coming out on the internet are far afield oftentimes from what we did talk about. But that's all right. People listen to it and they say, hey, I thought I was going to hear this, and I heard that. I got what I thought, then I got what I didn't think. How wonderful. Mm-hmm. How wonderful. Great. So, what is your value in life? Now, Ellen is going to tell us.
My value in
life. Be myself and have fun.
Yeah. I wanted to say it.
Well, why didn't I? Don't want to hear your values. I want to hear what your value is. I don't want to hear a report about your value. I want to hear what it is. What's your value?
Being myself and
what's your value?
Fun.
Being myself and
what's your value?
Being myself and
what's your value?
Be myself and have fun.
Now, is there any discussion about it?
No.
Is your value similar to somebody else's values?
Yeah.
No.
So, no.
My God, it's yourself. Now, how can you be yourself and the same as somebody else as being yourself? Yeah. I mean, if Sylvia's going around here being yourself, then we got two Ellens. My God, I don't know if we can handle that, you know. My goodness. Just think if we had two Ingeborgs. My goodness. Ellen, just think if you had two Anitas. My goodness sake. You would go right up the wall. Uh-huh. You know why you'd go up the wall? You know why you'd be all bent out of shape? Because you expect Anita to live from your point of view. And Anita doesn't know how to do that. She only knows how to live from her point of view. And same as Sylvia and Ingeborg.
I hope to kiss a pig.
Yeah, you hope to kiss a pig. Well, you sure have. Now, be careful. We continuously compare other people to ourselves. Now, is there any dog in this world as wonderful as Rex?
No.
He's unique, isn't he?
Yes.
Very special.
Yes.
Now, is there any person as unique as each of us are individually?
No.
No. We are very special. Now, if anyone comes to campus, do they feel our mutual vibrations?
Yes.
Do they feel the peace that we are? Do they feel the integrity we are?
Mm-hmm.
Do they feel our values?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we out judging one another? Are we out being picky on one another? Some of our visitors have come to campus occasionally and said, boy, oh boy, oh boy, they sure are picky at each other, you know. They're sure running each other down. I just feel the vibrations are just right up to my chin. I can't take anymore. And so what do I say to them? I say, no, no. I say, you're right. They're being terribly shoddy. They're being very bad. They're being very terrible. But now, this is the kicker. You created them doing everything that they're doing. Now, if you came here expecting everyone to be an angel, everyone would be an angel, because an angel is expecting other angels. But if you come here and you look at the illusions and then you think that's the reality, because the illusions are your creation, I wonder if they're really as good as they say they are. I wonder if they're really as gentle as they say they are. I wonder if they're really as loving as they say they are. Well, our values are always intact. But our showcase sometimes looks a little bit strange. Now, we watched the 101 Dalmatians last night, and it was perhaps the most shoddy show that could ever be shown to adults or children. Now, all they had to do is change one character in there. And who is that?
Griselda. What's her name? Griselda. Or
Griselda. Her name doesn't even come to me.
That lady which...
Yes, we know the one. Give us a name. Cruella.
Cruella.
DeVille. Cruella DeVille. I mean, the name has to be evil, just like it. Evil is her license plate. Cruella DeVille. And what was she? She owned a large design studio for designing clothing and so forth. She was very successful, very rich, but she had a hang-up. She wanted to have what she wanted to have, regardless of whether it was the proper thing to do or not. So she had her people go into the zoo and kill one of the very rare animals in the zoo, a very rare snow tiger or something like that, and make it into a taxidermist special, you know. And so she had it done, and it was done. She got away with it. You know, and then she saw some Dalmatians, and she thought they were just wonderful. And she had to have a coat made out of those Dalmatians, out of the puppies. Well, you know how many puppies it would take to make a coat.
Mm-hmm.
So she did her best in getting all the Dalmatians she could. And in the process, she stole 15 from one family, and they were very upset about it. You know. Naturally. And so the story takes off with her doing silly, stupid things. Now, the puppies doing beautiful, gentle, loving, fantastic things, being herded around so joyously, and the puppy being guided by a bird to go between the fence instead of over the fence, which was electrified, you know, being taught to do those things. And it's glorious. And having the hound dog show them the way, and each one showing them the way to stay away from danger, you know. But they made Cruella DeVille so strong in there. They made her driving her car and her face look like death warmed over and other things, you know, just really, really quite bad. And now I've seen this 3 times, maybe more. But each time I see it, I see less and less of the movie, and I see more and more of the dogs. In this movie here, even though I tell you about it, I virtually cut Cruella DeVille out of the film and her 2 henchmen, or 3 henchmen, and I just cut them out, and all I saw was the loving parents of the 15 Dalmatians. 17, actually, because their parents were there too. And so that's what I remember. And that's what I remember, how these little Dalmatians were so fantastic and so intelligent and so doing whatever they were told to do. They just were herd-oriented. I think, what's his name, from our dog whisperer, he must have been in on this too, but a little before his time. But it was just glorious. Now, those dogs were intrinsic, intuitive value. They had values that could not be destroyed because they didn't know anything other than their values. And their values were to have fun and be themselves and just run around as a group and just joyfully do everything. There was no danger in their world. There was no problem in their world. And they, by their innocence, caused many things to happen to other people who were trying to do them unkindness. Now, what were the values of the dog?
Being themselves and having fun.
Yeah, being themselves and having fun. Now, what is the value of the parents of the dog?
Being themselves and having fun.
The same. And what's the value of the parents of the parents of the dog?
Same thing.
Same thing. Now, why did she turn down a large, $7,500 pounds for 15 of these dogs, which was amazingly a large amount of money, you know what I mean? And that's back then. Now, why did she turn it down? She was being herself and having fun. I really want to keep the puppies. I really love these puppies. I really think they're wonderful. I really think they're wonderful. I want these puppies, you know. They're mine. And they were. I'm not selling them. And so, you see, this is her value. Now, did she stand up for it? Mm-hmm. And then, when they all came home, finally, what was it? How many were there when they all came home?
99.
101. Yes. 99, 101. Who were the 101?
The parents.
The parents.
Yes, you're right.
There were 99 little mutts and their parents, or at least the parents of 15. And then what did the adopted father say? He says, we'll get a bigger house. We'll get a bigger yard. And was he successful? Very successful. Did everything they do turn out okay?
Yes.
Why?
Because they had values.
They had values and they stood up for their values. Thus hangeth the tale of values. Please stop that. Ingeborg? Ingeborg is cleaning up her dishes on her plates here, and she's clanging the plates on her fingers, and she's not even thinking that my microphone is on here, picking this all up, and seeing Ingeborg do that. Now you might wipe your face off. Yeah, now you did, and you did a good job. But the thing is, it should be. But Ingeborg, join in with whatever the group is doing. Now, what are we doing? Bitte? Yeah, and the mouthful, and then you cham more into it before you start talking. Now, what is it that we're doing? Bitte? Giving a talk. Huh?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. You see, this is what happens. This is what happens when I let you have a food to eat while we're giving a talk. You gather in the food more interestedly than you do the talk. And I want you to gather in the talk more interestedly than you do the food. When all of a sudden I'm done talking, you say, oh, I haven't eaten yet. That was such an exciting adventure we had. I hadn't eaten yet. And then you say to yourself, I wonder if I really am true to my values. And then you say to yourself,
yes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I say to you,
yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. And then, what do I say to you? I say, I shall now have my lunch. Have a good afternoon, and know that these 20 minutes together have been like 2 seconds. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah.